Repentance Revisited, Luke 15, verses 1 to 32. Many hated tax collectors and those who refused to conform to society's norms were hanging around Jesus in order to listen to his teachings. The members of the political party, the Pharisees, and the biblical scholars began complaining about this, saying, "This Jesus is mingling and eating with those who refuse to conform to our laws." Jesus replied, saying, "If any one of you had 100 sheep and lost one of them, then you would drop everything and go look for this lost sheep in order to protect your economic investment. Then when you found it, you would carry this heavy animal all the way home on your shoulders while rejoicing at its rescue. At home, you would call together all your friends and neighbors saying, 'Join me in celebrating, for I found and rescued my sheep that I thought was lost and dead.' I say to you, this is what the Creator is like and what kind of joy he has when just one of his straying creatures returns to his teachings and community. Or what if a woman with 10 days' pay had lost one day's pay? Because she knows the value of what is lost and wants to protect her economic assets, she will most certainly drop everything, light a lamp, sweep the house, and carefully look everywhere until she finds it. Then after she finds it, she will call together all her friends and neighbors saying, 'Join me in celebrating, for I found and rescued my one day's pay, which I thought was gone forever.' I say to you, this is what the Creator is like, and what kind of joy he has when just one of his straying creatures returns to his teachings and community. You hypocrites, you passionately protect your wealth at all costs, yet you get angry when I lovingly pursue the Creator's lost creatures." Then Jesus said, "Now imagine the Creator had two children, and the younger one said to him, 'Father, I wish you were dead. Give me the portion of your property which is my inheritance by right. I want to be independent and in charge of my own life.' Instead of punishing or even killing his disobedient and defiant child, the father gave the appropriate portion of the inheritance to him. Not many days later, the younger child gathered everything he now had and journeyed into a far-off land. There he began using his wealth to live in great luxury and self-indulgence. After spending everything he had, a great famine came upon the land, and this younger child began to be in great need. Stubbornly persisting in his attempt to make it on his own, he hired himself out to one of the citizens of that land. This employer sent him into the fields to do the humiliating and unclean work of herding pigs. But no one was willing to share any food with him, and so he hit rock bottom as his starvation made him crave the food of the pigs. On the brink of death, he finally came to his senses and realized he could not truly take care of himself or be self-sufficient. So he said to himself, 'All of my father's servants have an abundance and excess of food, everything they ever need. And here I am, being destroyed by this famine because of my arrogance. I will return to my father and humble myself before him, saying, "Father, I disobeyed and rebelled against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your child. If you are willing, please take me back, and I will be one of your servants."' So standing up, he left his path of disobedience behind and headed back home to his father. But while this younger child was still a good distance from the town, his father, who had been watching for his return every day, saw him. The father had great compassion on him, and completely shaming himself, ran out to his child in order to get to him before any angry citizens of their town could stone him to death. The father excitedly embraced his son and kissed him. The younger child then said to him, "Father, I disobeyed and rebelled against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your child." Interrupting him, the father said to his servants, "Quickly, bring out my best robe and put it on him. Put the family ring on his hand and bring sandals for his feet. Sacrifice the fattened calf. Spare no expense. We must eat and celebrate. For my child was dead, and now he lives. He was completely lost, and now he is found." And so they began to party and celebrate. Meanwhile, the father's older child was out working in a field. When he got back and was within sight of the house, he heard the noises of singing and dancing. Calling out to one of the servants, he inquired about what was happening. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned. Your father has sacrificed the fattened calf because his child has returned to him safe and healthy." The older child became furious and refused to return to the house, cutting himself out of the family. Learning of this, the father then shamed and humiliated himself by leaving his guests at the party and by begging his older child to return with him. The older child answered his father, saying, "Listen here. For years I have slaved for you. I have never disobeyed any command of yours, and yet you have never even given me a goat so I could throw a party with my friends. But when this child of yours, who is no longer my brother, wastes your wealth on prostitutes and then has the nerve to come back, you sacrifice the fattened calf for him?" Then the father said to his older child, "Child, if you could let go of competing with your brother and trying to hold things for yourself, then you would see that you are always with me and everything I have is already yours. This fattened calf we are eating belongs to you as well as your brother. It is necessary to celebrate and rejoice this day, for your brother was dead and now he lives. He was completely lost and now he is found. Don't let your arrogance and pride cut you out of our family."